Hello and welcome to you all. This is the March and April 2018 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Tuesday, the 27th of March 2018. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. At the end of the magazine, we will be reading the Fareham Today Special Housing Update, March 2018. Our technicians today are Susie Litchevik and Philip White, and reading for you will be Tom Matson and me, Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers as we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of writing these down close by you. The front cover of the magazine is a full-page, brightly coloured cartoon depiction of children enjoying play areas. The title, in large white lettering, is Fareham Today. Turning now to page 2, here are the magazine contents and contact details. Page 3, events for your diary. Page 4, it's playtime. Page 6, Wellbourne Garden Village. Page 7, IFA2. Page 8, bringing people and parks together. Page 10, Fareham Hall. Page 11, your councillors. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council's Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO167AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine will be available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC or like our Facebook page www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editor Lorna Tipper 01329 824518. Publicity at fareham.gov.uk. Design is by Eastleigh Borough Council. Printed by Holbrooks Printers 02392 661485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Due to the higher than expected number of requests for a printed copy of Fareham Today, it has been necessary for name and address details to be shared with a third party. This is solely for print and distribution purposes. If you do not want your data to be shared and would like to opt out of receiving a printed copy, please contact publicity at fareham.gov.uk. And now over to Tom.
Welcome to your latest edition of Fareham Today. As we move into spring and hopefully some warmer weather, we have some exciting projects on which to update you. We have great news for our youngsters with plans underway for a brand new play area next to Fareham College. We like residents to help us choose what equipment the new facility should have. See inside for details on how you can have your say. As well as this, as part of our ongoing programme of play area improvements, both Funtley and Warsash play areas are set to be refurbished with new equipment. As you can see from the pictures on page 4, they should be great when they're done and hopefully just in time for summer. One of the council's key objectives is to provide more affordable homes to meet the borough's growing needs. A big part of this will be the creation of Wellbourne Garden Village, a new community to the north of Fareham. We've had several pieces of good news for the project recently, which you can read about on page 6. This includes a large government funding award for improvements to Junction 10 of the M27, allowing us to move forward with vital infrastructure needed for the new homes. We have also had positive results from a study looking at a proposed railway station for Wellborn. As you may know, plans are underway by National Grid for a major new energy infrastructure project known as IFA2, linking the UK's electricity transmission network to France. Work has begun to prepare the site for construction, and I recently had the pleasure of planting a ceremonial tree in the area designated for open space. Take a look at artists' drawings of what the completed facility will look like on page 7. It's nice to see many of our spring bulbs have emerged around the borough. Many of these will have been planted by our Fareham in Bloom volunteers, who work hard each year to keep our open spaces looking so attractive. As part of the In Bloom project, we are once again launching our community gardening challenge. This competition is open to both residents' gardens and businesses with a range of categories. Every year we receive some stunning entries from green-fingered enthusiasts, and there is an entry form on page 9 if you'd like to get involved. And finally, don't forget I always welcome questions, comments or ideas from residents on how we can continue to improve the borough that we share, so please do get in touch.
Here is a list of Community Action Team, CAT, meetings. 22nd of May, Fernham Hall, Fareham. 25th of May, Porchester Parish Hall, Porchester. 6th of June, Holyrood Church, Stubbington. 7th of June, Titchfield Community Centre, Titchfield. 19th of June, Victory Hall, Wasash. For more information, email consultation@fareham.gov.uk.